Poirot and Hastings discuss the robbery of a Bond Street jewelry store. The thief is arrested, but several stones are still missing. At this time a lady under a dark veil comes to Poirot. Lady Millicent Castle Vaughn asked the detective to settle a delicate matter. Millicent is the victim of a blackmailer, Mr. Lavington, who demands a large sum of money for a compromising letter, which is stored in a Chinese box. Poirot invites Lavington to his office, who mockingly declares that he can reduce the amount slightly. The detective decides to break into the blackmailer's house. After a long search, Poirot and Hastings find the box. The delighted Lady Millicent takes the letter and asks for the box as a souvenir. But Poirot has already figured out the scheme. The hidden compartment of the box contains 6 jewels that went missing in the Bond Street robbery. Captain Jack identifies the woman as the con artist Jurdy. Lavington tried to deceive his associates, and the bandits decided to use Poirot for their own purposes.